Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, we play a fun little game with Kelly.
Come on now. How in the world am I supposed to know these?
Yeah, weird animal noises.
Most of them I've never heard of.
Right, right. And then group therapy.
Missy needs to know if she should step in and save her bestie from making what everybody knows is a gigantic mistake.
Why are Kelly and I only coming up as 5% going to make it?
Hashtag tragic.
It is tragic. Setting the bar stories, Kyle Hume, local dude, and more.
Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
Or should I say happy Galentine's Day?
That's fun.
It's the day before Valentine's Day. It's Galentine's Day.
Yeah.
Made popular by Parks and Rec back in 2010.
Really?
Which is wild to think that Leslie Knope was on the cornerstone of creating something new 15 years ago.
Wow.
But yeah, just a day to celebrate those platonic friendships. I don't necessarily participate in Galentine's Day.
Yeah, I don't really either.
Because you don't have any friends?
Probably. I have lots of friends, but we all have busy lives, yeah. And we don't get a chance to get away together.
Well, you should.
And go out to dinner and stuff like that as much as I would like.
You should do that. They common interests, similar sense of humor, fun-loving attitude, top things that you look for in a BFF to share with Galentine's Day.
So. Sure.
Anyways, we got a bunch of stuff to get to here on the show this morning, including Miss Connections a little bit later this hour, which is very fitting considering Valentine's Day is literally tomorrow. A little later in the show, I am going to have a crack at the love calculator.
Love calculator. Okay. Is this calculating how long your relationship's going to last?
Or the percentage with which it will survive.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. So I'll throw, to start, you and me, you and your husband.
Right.
And me and my wife.
All right. Let's compare.
In the calculator. And then.
Who's in it for the long haul?
And then we want to know your and your spouse's or your partner's name, and we'll plug it in on our end too, and we'll see how well you do in the love calculator.
Great news going into Valentine's Day if it's not a great percentage.
Yeah, right.
Awesome. Well, you got time to work on it.
I was going
to
say, you could maybe change your gift a little bit depending on what it comes back.
Amp up your game.
Yeah. You know, if you're running errands, sometimes you're not expecting to run into anybody you either know or
might be interested in.
And that's why I don't know if you're like me and you try to at least put on a pair of jeans when you go out, or put on something that at least if someone recognizes you, or yes, you run into someone you know, you're not sitting there in your jammy bottoms and slippers.
I'm doing that. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm throwing on jeans.
I remember when my daughters were in Italy, they were saying that one of their gripes about the culture was that everyone dresses up to even go to the store.
Oh.
And they couldn't wear, they could, but they would be like looked at.
They would feel left,
If they like wore sweatpants, mm-hmm, and an oversized hoodie, which is very much the culture here, to go to the store to get some groceries. And they were like, we hated going to the grocery store because we had to literally like dress up and quote, look nice. And, so when they got here, you know, got back, one of the fun things that they did was, all right, you know what?
I'm going to the store in the sweats.
I'm going in sweats.
Yep.
I'm going in sweats. But
yep.
I only bring that up because what if you find your potential new partner while walking the aisles?
You want to put your best foot forward.
Yeah, you want to make sure that you look nice, so maybe there could be a connection. And if there is, and you don't get a name or number, then you got to go to Miss Connection section of the internet and try to reach out and find them. Kelly and I scour that place. We find the most random, and we recreate them for you.
We make magic is really what happens.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So that is coming up next in your Missed Connections on 99.7 EJX. Sometimes you have a run-in with someone, and they look cute, but you don't get a name or number or have any way to reconnect with them. So what do?
Well, you send out a little ad into the internet.
Yep.
And we find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
All right, this man for woman. Target, candle aisle, soulmates.
Scented candles. How about instead you get a scented candle?
I love it.
You were gorgeous and deeply committed to sniffing every single candle in Target like a professional scent critic.
Well, yeah, you gotta find the right one.
I was innocently browsing when I saw you pick up a candle, take a whiff, and whisper, "This smells like regret and bad decisions."
What does that smell like?
I knew at that moment you were my kind of person.
Well,
I tried to make a joke about one candle smelling like a rich person's closet. And suddenly we were in a deep debate over whether vanilla cupcake overload was comforting or a crime against humanity. I was so captivated by your passion for seasonal scents that I forgot to ask your name.
Oh, no.
Then tragedy. Some portly kid grabbed your cart by mistake and made off with it.
Oh, no!
You ran after him, disappeared into the housewares aisles, and out of my life.
Oh, no. Well, she had to track down her candles.
Now I'm stuck here with some candle called Midnight Forest Mist and don't know what to do with my hands. Listen, Miss Vanilla Cupcake, do you believe in fate? Let's meet again. Aisle 14, same time, same Target.
Oh, wow.
I'll be the guy huffing candles and hoping for a second chance with no chubby kid interruptions this time.
So he's just going to be a creepy dude hanging out in the candle aisle incessantly in Target smelling candles.
Yeah.
I don't know how long that's going to last for
know.
Him. How about instead you get a scented candle?
Craigslist Missed Connection.
This kind of sounds like the title to a book.
Okay.
The Accidental Bridesmaid and the Mystery Groomsman.
Oh, or a 90s rom-com.
Could be. Could be. Woman for man. You were the handsome, hilarious, and far too good at twirling me during our awkwardly last-minute thrown-together bridesmaid-groomsman entrance dance.
Oh.
I was just trying to survive in a borrowed dress because the original bridesmaid got the flu and I got recruited like a wedding day understudy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow.
Dang.
We hit it off immediately.
Uh-huh.
You gave the best toast of the night. We dominated the dance floor. Mm. We made it our personal mission to smuggle out as many mini cheeseburgers as possible from the late night snack bar.
Okay.
It was hilarious. You kept telling me to stuff them in my purse.
What?
I really thought we had something.
Mini cheeseburgers in her purse.
Yes. But then, just as I was about to ask your name, disaster!
Oh, no.
The DJ announced the bouquet toss,
mm-hmm.
and I was violently dragged away by an overenthusiastic aunt determined to secure me a husband.
Okay.
By the time I escaped, you were gone.
Oh,
vanished.
No. Oh.
Like Cinderella at midnight.
Oh.
But instead of leaving behind a glass slipper, all I had were the 7 mini cheeseburgers crammed in my purse and a lot of regret.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I need to know more about you, my handsome Cinderella prince.
Mm.
I still have questions like, do you also think the groomsmen's ties look like Olive Garden napkins? And more importantly, I need someone to help me lick the mini cheeseburger grease off my fingers, winky face.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, look, whether you think you've found the woman of your dreams in the candle aisle at Target.
How about instead you get a scented candle?
Or you need to find that Cinderella-like...
dashing groomsman.
Yeah, groomsman who made off with the mini cheeseburgers.
And kudos to her for being willing to step in as a stunt bridesmaid.
Yes.
I mean, that takes a lot of, all right, swallowing the pride a little bit, right?
That's right. I just hope she can get the mini cheeseburger grease out of her purse.
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Setting the bar time, Kelly, these are...
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Now, this would make for a pretty memorable Valentine's Day dinner if you went to a place that maybe served fortune cookies.
Sure.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally sending the R-rated fortune cookies to the wrong restaurants, then you're doing okay.
Who's ordering R-rated fortunes?
So it's a restaurant in Australia, and it's a Vietnamese place that the customers love it. That go to this specific restaurant.
They get sassy.
They get
messages.
Sassy, sometimes R-rated, sometimes, I mean, not all of them are like grotesque or lewd. Some of them are just like, you know, you are capable of great things, but all you do is look at your phone all day. You won't be that great. Sorry.
So kind of in snide and rude and funny.
Some of them, yeah, some of them are kind of snide. Some of them are a little bit cheeky.
Yeah.
Others are like, the year of the snake bears good fortune. Your divorce is coming soon. Only married you for your money your ugly blank.
Now, if you are expecting that, like if you're at an establishment where that's known, that's the kind of message you get, then okay, everyone's in on the joke.
Right, and their clientele loves it. However,
but if you are not one of those establishments.
However, the place that creates those fortune cookies, you know, the restaurant ordered some more.
Yeah.
And they mistakenly sent them out to normal establishments that don't get those sassy.
Like still restaurants?
Yeah.
It wasn't like sending it to the building next door.
No. So they distributed those sassy R-rated fortune cookies to a bunch of other restaurants.
Oh, no.
And got enormous amounts of complaints.
Oh, no.
And so then they were like, okay, we're shutting it down. We're not doing this anymore. We're not like creating these. They're all just going to be normal fortune cookies.
Details matter in that kind of a business. Details matter, like the correct address.
Yeah. And so now the owner of the Vietnamese place that gets those sassy fortune cookies is like, that's not my fault. You messed up. Like, I still want these. My customers demand these.
You still need to give me my filth.
Yeah, I know, exactly. And so the company is like,
that's our shtick.
And the company's like, listen, we'll give you normal, unfilled fortune cookies, and you can shove the little...
You print them out.
You can print them out and shove them in yourself.
You can, like, print out a bunch of them, cut them up in little slices of pieces of paper, and then stuff them in there.
So now they're kind of in this kind of back and forth.
This little war.
Yeah, and it's going to...
Give me my bad messages. We're not going to give you any bad messages.
Yeah, the restaurant is trying to... because, you know, obviously, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. There's going to be their clientele is going to be... that their place is going to be booked.
Yeah.
And they're going to want some sassy fortune cookies.
Yeah, they are.
And so they're busy right now hand... stuffing them in these fortune cookies. So
you got to deliver.
Yeah. Again,
you know what? In an age of ChatGPT, they could just say, you know, come up with a bunch of like slightly inappropriate or rude, you know, messages, fortune cookie messages. ChatGPT will be like, all right. And then all you have to do is just cut.
Yeah. I don't think it's the coming up with the phrases. It's the manual labor of getting them in, squeezing them into each fortune cookie,
and they're like, we don't have time for that. We have to cook food.
Yeah. Which this company did and then said enough when they made a mistake.
In a pinch, I'm saying.
I don't blame the restaurant.
Well, sure. If that's their shtick.
Yeah,
and they're mad.
I don't blame the restaurant.
That their source has been cut off.
Yeah, because it was the company's mistake, and the company is shutting it down.
But it was so bad, they're like, no, we don't want to risk this happening again.
We don't want to risk losing other clients because we sent them naughty, naughty fortune cookies.
They should have those boxes clearly marked.
Can you?
Like, these are inappropriate and rude messages. If this was not meant for you, do not open them back.
Well, they obviously didn't. So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally sending the R-rated fortune cookies to the wrong restaurant, you're doing okay.
I feel like they could avoid that happening again if they come up with some sort of like a little sticker set system.
Yeah.
Like when you're packaging it up, like, these are sassy. The sassy box.
Yeah, I feel like there is a
media. There's a happy medium.
Yes, there's a compromise in here somewhere.
They don't have to quit altogether. They just need a better system. Like, you need to clearly mark. Like, and everybody should know there are a couple of different products we offer here. Some are not going to be appropriate for your establishment.
All I know is that if I ever go to Australia,
You got to hit up that place.
I'm hitting up this place for sure. All right, there you go. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX.
Here's what you got to look forward to on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I want to thank everyone who texts the show on a day-to-day basis. We appreciate that. You can always do it, 502-795-1997. Sometimes you just find random things and you text it to us, and that's exactly what Tony did. And so we thought, sure, let's make a segment of it.
Okay.
All right, so that coming up, it involves animals and noises.
Great.
That's coming up. Hang on. I will say thank you to our listener, Tony, for texting us this. I know it's not during fun time, in quotes, during fun time, meaning sassy time.
As in, but, like, right now?
But I know how you all like animal noises, LOL.
Okay.
So Tony understands that our show enjoys animal mating noises.
We've researched it.
Yes, we've researched it.
Extensively.
For sure. Exactly.
For research purposes.
So he sent us a little video of wild animal noises. So I figured I would play some for you, and maybe you just toss out some animals that you think it could be.
We guess. Okay.
All right. You ready?
Yeah, okay.
All right. Here we go.
Weird animal noises.
Okay. Oh.
Wow.
Do you know?
That almost sounds like when someone's just, like, letting air out of a balloon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah.
All right. It does sound like a balloon.
It does. I'll say a koala.
You're going to say a koala.
A koala.
It's a lemur. I'm sorry.
A lemur.
Oh, for one.
Okay.
It's a lemur. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Here's the next one. Doesn't that sound like something from, like, a Star Wars movie?
It does a little bit. Like a frog. It sounds like a frog.
A frog?
It could
Are you
be
saying a frog?
Yeah.
Okay. You're incorrect. You're 0 for 2. That is a willow ptarmigan.
I've never heard of that.
It's a bird.
Okay.
It's a bird.
All right.
It's a bird.
I'm not feeling bad about that because I was today years old when I heard that word before.
All right, you ready for this one?
Oh, why not?
All right, sure. These are weird animal noises that, thanks to our listener, Tony, for just sending them in.
He's doing the research. That sounds like a bird, too.
Bird?
Yeah, I feel like that's a bird, like a ostrich.
I'm sorry, that is a pileated gibbon.
Come on now, what's a gibbon?
Monkey.
A monkey?
A monkey.
That's a monkey?
That's a monkey.
A gibbon?
Yeah, that's a monkey.
What jungle were they hanging out in to get all of these random animals?
That's actually in the back of a pickup truck, so
the
I don't know.
The back of a pickup truck?
All right, so these are wild animal noises. Here, try to get this one. So far, you're doing terrible.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I will say this animal looks like an animal that just had its own holiday.
Just had its own holiday?
Yeah.
What animal? Oh, groundhog.
Groundhog.
Okay, groundhog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it a groundhog?
It's a marmot.
A marmot.
Which looks like a groundhog.
Okay.
Looks like.
Great.
One. So I'm going to give that to you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm gonna go ahead and give that
a pity
one to you.
Point.
Yeah. All right. You're doing terrible still.
Of course.
But here we go.
Would you have gotten any of these?
No, absolutely not. But I'm not the one who's quizzing here.
Great.
Now this one you may recognize because we have had an animal mating noise of this animal.
Okay. That's a monkey, right?
No, that's a kookaburra.
Shut up!
And that's the mating call of a kookaburra.
A kookaburra?
Again,
like a
this
monkey.
This is all because our listener Tony sent us this
knows
fun
we
little.
Love to
yep,
learn.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, here's another one.
That's all I get of that.
Yeah, I'll play it again for you.
Okay, that sounds like I feel like there's water nearby.
Yeah. Does sound
like that.
Is it
a beaver?
Oh, well, you're close in a weird sort of way.
otter?
It's a bird.
A bird.
But it's the American woodcock.
The American woodcock. I was 2 years old when I learned about that, too. I've heard of a woodpecker.
You want to hear the what? Do you want to hear?
Are they cousins?
Do you want to hear the woodcock again?
I do.
It's just a tiny thing.
It's a tiny little thing.
Nah.
Are they related to the woodpecker?
I don't think
like they
so.
Should
they don't look like it. No. But yeah, do you want to hear the woodcock again?
I do. Why not? Precious.
It's precious.
Really precious.
All right. How many more do you want?
How many more do you have?
How many more do you want?
Give me another.
All right. All right. Here's another one. Hang on a second. One more little woodcock, okay? Okay.
Precious.
Here's the next one. Guess the wild animal noise.
Are they lighting off fireworks?
I know. It does sound like that. It is a terrifying shoebill bird, which is... It's extremely large bird, and it's got a huge beak, and it looks like it could literally eat you. So it's clacking its beak together. That's what
Great.
It's doing.
Great.
All right.
That sounds like nightmare fuel.
All right. You're still doing terrible. All right. This is another one that we've actually had an animal mating noise for.
Okay.
Here we go.
That's like a seal.
You got no
hippo?
No. No.
I don't.
G'day, mate!
It's a kangaroo!
No, koala. No,
koala. It's a koala. I said koala mate. Earlier. Yeah.
I know. You didn't get
it
this time. All right. How many more of these
Crikey.
Do you want?
Crikey!
I think we can be done, right?
Just give me one more.
All right.
Just give me one more.
All right, I'll give
do you
one.
Do you have a lion roaring or something?
No.
Like normal that we learned when All we right. were in school?
All right, here we go. Last one. Oh, wait. Sorry. That was
That's
the.
A pig.
That was,
That's a pig.
No, that no? was the residual from the koala. He was just winding down. Cheeky thing.
All right. Okay.
All right. Last
Give
one.
Give me an
last
oink oink pig or something. A moo cow. I feel like I should know that.
You should.
I should.
Yeah.
Is it a bird?
It is a bird.
It's a bird?
All right, I'll give you that. It's a loon.
A loon?
Very good. Very good.
What's a loon bird? What's happening? What is that?
That's another bird.
That's another bird?
Yeah, that's a
That's a bird?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where do these birds live?
Cassowary.
A cassowary?
Yeah.
I've never heard
of
95% of what we just heard.
I know, and that's why it's wild animal noises.
I feel like I was set up to fail.
Here on 99.7 DJX.
I was never getting any of those right.
You want to hear the woodcock again?
I feel like you want to play it again. give me a little turtles. Little box turtles. Mm. Little box turtle love.
All right, little box
just,
turtles.
Just a little bit.
All right, there you go. All right, there you are. I don't know why. This is a stupid
so
show.
Gracious.
Animal noises on 99.7 DJX. Just the other day, I was getting ready to turn onto a street, turn left onto a street. So turning left across, you know, traffic onto a street, right? And there was someone who was getting ready to back out of the street. And there was a car that was kind of in the street and there was an oncoming car. So I was waiting. So anyways, setting the scene, I'm just sitting there waiting and I'm waving the car that's on the street to come on because I'm like, all right, I'm going to wait for you, get around that car that's parked. And then I'll turn, right? So I waved them on. But the car that was backing out thought I was waving them.
Uh-oh.
And so they started to back out.
Did you cause an accident?
And they didn't see the car that was coming because of the parked car that was in the road.
Oh, no.
And yes, you're right. I was like...
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, no, no, no. No, no, not you. Not you. And I'm in my car going, no, 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 no. No, no, no.
Oh, gosh.
And they've... barely missed each other.
Oh, gosh.
Like, the car stops right as the other car is coming around and whips around. And I missed. I almost witnessed a car wreck right in front of me. And it could have been caused by me.
Because you gave them the go-ahead.
I did. I gave them the go-ahead. But I was giving the go-ahead to the person that was on the street.
The wrong person. And thought it was the go-ahead.
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
And it was... I had that tingling sensation in my body, and I'm like,
puckered up
No, not you, not you, no, stay put. And then,
don't you wish you had like little signs like you go, not you.
I know,
so you can hold them up.
I was literally, yeah. I threw both hands up, and I had like one that was, no, you stop. Like I was like, stop, like that. And you know, they didn't see me or whatever.
Oh,
they couldn't hear me or whatever.
But they would have been mad at you had they been in the collision.
Maybe they would have been. Yes.
They would have come right over. You told me to go.
I would have probably just left.
Probably. That's great.
I would have probably
someone else
just,
handle that.
I would have probably just been like, whoops. All right. See ya.
My name's Paul. That's between you.
I know. All right. Well, you shouldn't listen to me.
My work's done here.
What am I, a traffic director? Do I look like a traffic cop? No. I'm just some doofus in a car.
Oh, wow. You had the best of intentions.
I did.
Almost caused disaster.
I did. And I don't know if you've ever, like, I know you've been in plenty of car wrecks.
I have.
Yeah, you're a menace on the road.
I'm not a menace. I'm just unfortunate is
but
what I
don't,
am.
I don't know if you've ever caused an accident or done something.
I have not. I've been caught in the middle.
I literally, that almost happened to me yesterday.
Oh.
And I was just like, oh my gosh. Someone
I'm
texted.
Glad you didn't start it.
Did you use your horn? No, it happened so fast.
He
I'm
used
not.
Hand gestures.
Yeah, just hand gestures. And I said in my car, No.
Yes, which they couldn't hear, but at least they knew.
But thankfully,
yes,
avoided the accident.
Goodness gracious. You're nervous though, right?
Yeah.
Because you know you can't drive away.
Oh, I would have.
Oh, you were going to drive away?
Oh, I would have. I 100% would have.
Despite you witnessing and... maybe causing it?
I would have been like, if they would have blocked my way, I would have backed up and turned around. But I would have probably just,
energy.
I would have probably just driven around them.
No.
Been like, sorry.
No.
I would have given them the,
what is the matter
I would have
with
given
you?
Them, I would have given them the,
sorry wave.
Sorry.
And then backed away. What is the matter with you?
So sorry.
You are horrible.
Right.
Horrible. You'd have to go over there and explain. Well, I said you go.
So,
I didn't say you go. And you just go yell at him and then you leave. Right?
Mm-hmm. So I bring
what was the point?
I bring all this up to say
is there a point?
When you see an accident getting ready to happen, what do you do?
You drive away?
Do you drive away or do you try to prevent it from happening?
Throw up some hand gestures, say no, and then, oh, drive away.
I say all that because Missy's on the phone and we're going to talk to her in a minute and she's kind of in that situation.
I feel like she wishes she was in your particular situation.
where she could
better.
Just have retractable morals
right,
and
yes.
just go, well.
And just drive away.
See ya.
I'm just going to drive
just
away
go,
now.
Sorry.
Oh, Andrew says, fun fact, in some states, if you flag or signal someone and that action causes a wreck, you can actually be blamed from an insurance perspective.
Well, guess what? Kentucky ain't one of those states, so don't worry about it. All right, so let's
no
get...
No false state! I'm out!
So let's get...
I'm out!
No, I would have just said, sorry.
Chrissy's like, station car?
No, not a station car.
No, not a station car, a valid question.
Unmarked car. No one would have known it was me.
Oh my gosh. The holes you bury yourself in the show.
I'm such a problem. Anyways, so Missy, she is torn about whether she lets the car crash happen.
Right.
Or
and it
she...
doesn't involve any cars. Just your best friend.
Just your friend.
A bad life choice she's about to make.
Just your friend. All right, so anyways, let's play Lady Gaga. We'll shift gears
let's
a little
drive
bit.
Away from the pothole men's created.
Yeah, exactly. That's coming up next. Group Therapy 99.7 EJX. All right, let's get to some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey there, Missy.
Hi, good morning, Ben and Kelly.
Hey. First of all, thank you so much for allowing us to call and chat with you about the message you sent us. So tell us what's going on.
Oh gosh. So I'm at my wit's end. I'm desperate. I know you guys have had similar situations before. So I don't know if it's ever been like blaringly obvious that this is just a very bad idea.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So one of my friends, she's like one of my best friends. She's about to make the biggest mistake of her life. I'm worried about her future to come. Like, this is just detrimental that I have to stop it. I don't know.
Is she buying a lot of Bitcoin?
You know, to be honest, that would be better than what's happening.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. All right. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah. No. So her parents, other friends, like everybody in her life so far is just telling her not to get with this guy, her fiance. And he is just, he's just this energy leech. He's a money leech. Like, he doesn't have a job. He has three kids to three different women. Mm-hmm. He doesn't support any of them. Obviously, because he doesn't have a job.
Right.
I don't know if he's ever worked.
Oh, gosh.
But she is so caught up in the fact that he, like, loved her and, you know, someone loved her pretty much. Like, he's her first serious boyfriend. So I'm just legitimately the only person in her life currently that has not yet gotten to a point where I've put my foot down. But I have to now. I'm about to lose it completely. She wants me to be her maid of honor for this wedding.
Oh.
And I just, everything in me is telling me, no, you can't stand up there. You cannot have her just ruin her life because this guy is just toxic. He's gaslighting and she cannot see it. She is so blind to him.
Oh my gosh.
And I don't know what to do. I don't want to, you know, step up, say something, and then her cut me off like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't think I can even stand going to the wedding or being a part of anything. So I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say.
Oh, that's so tough because I know it's like everybody sees it. And if she legally ties herself to this guy, she might end up supporting all of his kids.
Yeah, I was going to say she'd be financially tied to him too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you considered just, I've got something I've got to do.
She can't do that now.
She
cannot do that now.
Well, so I mean, she asked you to be the maid of honor. You obviously said yes, right? So now you're kind of like.
You can't say, oh, I got a thing at the play. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. My dog's vet visit is that day. And I'm going to have to.
Can't. No, it's going to come down to you just, again, saying what sounds like everybody has said to her.
I mean, or does is that on Missy to do? Missy, I know it's tough to watch a train wreck get ready to happen, but
so many times people on this show is like advise it's not your place, it's her decision to make.
Yeah.
And as a good friend, you just have to be there for her in the good times and the bads, and when the fallout happens, you're there for her too. But I understand why this particular situation makes that extremely difficult.
Well, yeah. And what I think maybe hearing from some people who have been in your situation and either interjected and how that worked out.
Have you tried pointing out the legality of, like, what if you are on the hook for supporting his kids? Like, has she thought about that?
I mean, I've tossed little scenarios at her in the nicest way, obviously, because I feel like it's a little bit eggshelly walking around. But it doesn't seem to faze her yet. I'm afraid it's going to be like one of the scenarios where it's like, oh, it doesn't bother me until it happens.
Right.
Oh gosh.
All right. Well, Missy, the good news is we've already got some people checking in and offering up like some advice and things like that.
I've got secondhand anxiety for you. I do.
Yeah.
I have anxiety over this too.
Yeah. Well, whatever happens, Missy, you know, try to be the good friend for her and, you know, keep us posted. Let us know what happens and we'll try to get you some help here.
Yes. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. Man, there are so many people that are like, you got to just let it happen.
Oh,
you can't,
really?
You can't stop.
Really? Three kids, three different baby mamas, no job. She might be financially on the hook for them.
All right. Let's get some of your stories. 502-795-1997. And we'll try to get some answers for Missy coming up here next on 99.7 DJX. Because, you know, that's what group therapy is all about. You know, we help each other.
I have anxiety.
I know. I know you do. It's not what you ate, right?
No, it's not.
Okay.
I just have anxiety because I understand sure. how she feels.
All right. So let me play Sabrina Carpenter. We'll take some of your stories next. We just got off the phone with Missy, and she is in a situation where she sees her BFF headed down the wrong path. It's her first serious boyfriend, and he's got a history. It ain't great.
It's long.
It's long.
He doesn't have a job. He's got three kids from three different women and doesn't pay child support on any of them.
They're engaged, getting married, and she wants Missy to be the maid of honor.
Also, Missy is not the only one that sees this. Everybody in yeah. this person's life,
so,
parents, all the other friends have spoken up, said, I can't support this. You're making a huge mistake. And she's kind of cut everybody off but Missy.
Yeah, so Lisa chimes in and says, literally had the same situation with my friend. Some supported her decision, but I saw the writing on the wall. She married a scrub. I talked and talked and talked, but since she feels she's the smartest person alive, she did it anyways.
Oh, gosh.
Now they're headed for divorce. Sometimes you just have to let them learn on their own, and unfortunately, they will still justify their decisions.
Really? Ooh, I know, and then you're sitting over there like, I can't say I told you so. I can't say I told you so.
I know, you can't, roll in and...
So.
Yes.
Chrissy says, it's like having a teenager and hating their boyfriend or girlfriend. If you resist, they'll just push further. You have to let them figure it out for themselves, but if there's a way to protect herself financially, I would at least urge her to do that.
Yeah.
Now, Trina said, because we were like, well, what happens if, you know, they get married and then is she going to be on the hook for, like, supporting his kids? She says, as someone who's married, divorced, and now remarried, she won't be financially responsible for his kids. That responsibility mm-hmm. falls on the parents only. However, he might owe lots of child support,
yeah.
have warrants, yeah. stuff like that. Ooh. So definitely check on that.
Cindy on Facebook says, you can tell her how you feel, but just be prepared to have her cut ties with you like she did all the others. Sound like she isn't going to listen to anyone and do whatever she wants to do anyway. So you just have to ask yourself, is it worth saying my piece and losing her?
Well, yeah. And Trina said also, unfortunately, jeez. Seeing my little sister do this now three times.
Oh, gosh.
You have to let her learn her lesson. That's the only way she will learn is living it and learning for herself. But oh, my God.
Yeah, there are some people that are like, hey, prenup. Others that are like, show her old Jerry Springer shows and say, this is going to be you.
This is you.
Jordan rolls in and says, hey, unsolicited advice can often cause defensiveness or resentment. Meaning if you just go and say, hey, I know you didn't ask me to say this, but
yeah,
here we
but
go.
Here's what I think.
Yeah. So he says, I would support or approach the situation, by asking the friend if they would like your advice. Hey,
and then say, I've got concerns.
I've got some concerns. Do you want me to share my insight on this? And then we've got someone who texted in, as someone who has a financial job, I would highly recommend not marrying this guy.
Well, yes.
Taxes.
I mean, we all know it's a bad idea.
Child support.
We all know that. Yeah. But and maybe that's the angle she takes. Like, hey, listen. I don't know if you've considered this, but you should. I know it's not romantic to think about, but you don't want to ruin yourself financially. So can we just date? We need to marry him?
You know, look, and bringing up the whole prenup thing is tough because you always want to think that nothing's going to happen to me. And then, you know, it's like, hey, I just want to get a prenup just so in case this doesn't work out. I have what I had coming into the relationship, mm-hmm. and you just have your stuff too.
Uh huh. And then that might bring
that
out
might
something
bring up
in
some
him.
Stuff too.
Yeah.
So maybe you go with like, hey, suggest prenup. I don't know.
Yeah, Paige said, I've been through the same situation, was in a marriage for 5 years. There were so many red flags, but I have a kid with this person, and yeah. I had to learn for myself that, you know, it was bad. Like, I wouldn't listen to anybody. I thought I knew best, even though I could see all the bad things happening right in front of me. Oh, and it wasn't until, you know, I was really done that I decided to file for divorce.
All right, well, we're, I think we all know what needs to happen. It just needs to... Maybe Missy just needs to figure out how the words to say it. And I think we've given her a lot of ways to go.
Yeah, Elizabeth says, I was the friend. It took losing all of my friends and family, pulling away, an eviction and hospitalization, and being cheated on multiple times. Yes, it takes her failing to figure it out.
Yeah.
Just be there to pick her up after.
Okay.
The best thing to do, the only thing to do, really.
All right, well, there you go. Missy, good luck. We don't envy your position, that's for sure.
That is so tough. That is so tough. It is like, you know that you're just like sending them off to jump in a fire pit.
Yeah, yeah. Or you're waving them on and you realize there's an accident getting ready to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hey, good luck. Keep us posted.
Gosh, that's hard.
Yep, that is group therapy.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
You know, with... love season happening. Valentine's Day literally tomorrow. Literally.
Literally.
We're not even making this stuff up this time.
So are we about to roll into Wreck-It?
No.
Your face says otherwise.
No.
Your face says otherwise.
We wouldn't.
We
just want to solidify you and your partner in the knowledge that you guys are meant to work out.
Or send a giant wrecking ball through your solid rock wall of a relationship.
Send a wrecking ball through your relationship with something we've called the love calculator.
This is bad.
Which
this is bad.
It's
not going to work out.
Listen. It's name only.
Oh, God.
Name only. So to just show you that it's legit.
It's not legit.
So to show you that it's legit, we'll put Kelly, you and I, because we've been in a relationship for a long time, not sexually, but just in a relationship. But you and your husband and me and my wife.
This is going to end this. Badly.
And then if you want us to examine you and your partner.
Examine you and your partner.
Yep, absolutely.
That's a great way to say
with
it.
Rubber gloves.
Okay.
Text us in your name and your partner's name and we'll... I gladly add you to the love calculator, all
this
right?
This is not going to help anybody.
Shh. Quit trying to submarine the bit before it even happens, Kelly. All
right. I'm like Missy. I'm trying to stop the train wreck before it happens.
All right, that's coming up. Hang on 99.7 DJX. Since everyone is in the love spirit on the show, I figured we would bring out the old love calculator.
Great.
Love calculator, Kelly. This is something that I think might indicate a percentage of match in terms of love based on the names, just the names of the people, not whether they have the same values, attitudes, and beliefs. But
it's measured on nothing but the name.
The name. Yeah.
Okay, this is going to go well.
So I figured, so the higher the percentage, the better the match.
Okay.
All right. So I figured...
better success rate.
We would start with us, Kelly.
Okay.
We've been in a relationship for a long time.
Okay. Okay.
All right, hang on, let me...
It's coming up on our anniversary, Sparky.
It is. Let's see if we can make it. Ben and Kelly.
Okay.
5%.
5% match?
Wow.
Oh.
It says, sorry, but your love is likely to bear fruit as a mango tree planted on an Antarctic glacier.
Oh, wow. That's not a very good success rate.
5%.
We've been defying the
We've
odds.
Been defying
this
odds.
Whole time.
All right.
Wow.
All right, so we'll do you and your husband, okay?
Okay.
Maybe you and your husband, you know, since you and I aren't actually lovers,
right.
We just do a radio show together.
Sure.
Maybe you and your husband would have better percentage.
That's where the solid match is
going
to be found.
That's where it's going to be. All right,
okay.
So Kelly and Michael.
Mm-hmm.
35%.
35%?
It
says not great.
It says love like this can be seen in the eyes of a dog wanting to continue playing fetch with its exhausted owner.
Who's the dog and who's the exhausted owner in our relationship?
Longing, yet not currently viable.
Oh, no.
I would think you're the dog.
Wow.
I'm just tossing it out there.
Wow. This is a great idea.
All right.
The day before Valentine's.
We're doing fine. We're doing fine.
Oh, we're doing fine?
All right.
The ship is sinking quickly.
All right. Well, let's do me and my wife. All right.
I am not on the door.
All right.
Right now. I am not on the door.
I'll never let you go, Jack.
Yeah. I'm drowning.
All right. Ben and Elizabeth.
Okay.
All right. Let's see what this does. 68%.
Oh, good for you.
All right. That's great.
You guys are on the path. Doing pretty good. That's great. Puff out your chest to be happy about that.
It says this level of love is equivalent to a cat's love of boxes.
That makes sense for you.
It may not be immediately evident, but take a look in the box and you might just find something ready to jump out at you.
What?
I got
who's in the box and jumping out?
Maybe it's Lonely Island
it's
Boys.
It's probably you.
I got a blank in a box.
No! No, sir.
All right, so I said, hey, if you're a listener and you want us to toss your name in the love calculator.
Turn to the text line. We have plenty.
Why not?
Yes, wanting to throw themselves on the grenade because that's exactly what this is.
Kansas says, hey, here for the fun. Why don't you put me and my partner Ernest in there?
Okay.
All right.
Like Kansas and Ernest.
I love those names.
Wow.
Those are great.
What names?
Ooh, 37%.
Ooh.
Love like this can be seen in the eyes of a dog. Wanting to continue to play fetch.
Woof. Woof, woof.
Wow.
Okay. That's great.
All right.
We got to move on to, how about Patrick and Michelle?
Patrick and Michelle.
I have a good feeling about them.
Okay. Michelle.
Yeah.
All right. Let's calculate. Ooh. Well, 50%.
Okay.
50%. Your love is comparable to rush hour traffic. Slow and frustrating, but possible to navigate.
Slow and frustrating?
Through persistence and sheer force of will.
Wow. I'm sticking with you no matter what.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. So Brooke is getting married in October. Okay.
Let's wreck the wedding right here.
Wait, hang on. What's her fiance's name?
Brooke and Sean.
Sean.
S-E-A-N.
Yeah, spelled like a true Irishman. All right,
yes.
Here we go. All right.
Okay.
All right. I mean, 66%, that's two-thirds. That's good. Two-thirds chance of making it. Yeah.
That's solid.
Again,
it's a good decision.
Using the cat box analogy.
All right.
It may not immediately be evident, but taking a look inside the box, you might find something, a.k.a. D in a box.
Okay, then. All right. All right. Do Tish and Tim. I feel like that's cute.
Tish and Tim.
Tish and Tim. I mean, that's a great couple name. It's Tish and Tim.
Tish and Tim.
Tish and Tim are coming
great.
Over tonight. Yeah.
Oh.
What?
Zero.
Tish and Tim have zero?
Yeah.
0% of a match. Like they have zero chance of making it?
The love calculator says, nobody saw this, not even you. Close your browser. Wow.
Tish and Tim.
Wow.
T's and B's for Tish and Tim.
Wow.
How long have you been together, Tish and Tim? I feel like you're completely debunking this. This is
a terrible idea. Who thought of this idea?
I tried to throw myself in front of the train, but you just rolled me over. Oh, OMG. Oh, poor Tish and Tim.
Sarah and James.
Oh, 8th year. They've been together 8 years. Tish and Tim,
well,
you're going to make
sorry,
it.
Sorry,
you're
no, not going to make it. Not
going to
make,
make
it.
Mike and Julie. How about Mike and Julie?
Sorry, I'm going to Sarah and James real quick.
Oh, Sarah and James,
56% says there's probably something there. Just make sure your presence is known so your feelings don't get trampled like a 4'8" NBA player.
Okay. Who made up these answers?
Listen. All right, who do you want me to go to now?
Go to Mike and Julie.
All right, so what we're doing is the love calculator.
Mike
just
and Julie.
Based on your names alone, we'll attempt to tell you the percentage that you're going to make it.
Uh-huh.
All right? Higher the percentage, better the chance.
Okay.
Kelly and I, as a show, only got
5%. 5%. We're going to keep trudging through, though.
We're going to trudge through. All right, so what is this? Mike and Julie?
Mike and Julie. Mike and Julie. Mike and Julie are coming over tonight. They're a solid couple.
Nah, until they get a divorce. 14%.
Oh, Mike and Julie.
Your love is like which of... Like that which a parent with a newborn baby feels for sleep, distant and beyond consideration.
Oh. She just responded, damn.
Wow.
Gary and Courtney.
Right. Hey, listen,
in all caps,
listen.
Gary and Courtney.
All right, hang on. We may have to pause here, but I'll do Gary and Courtney, all right?
Well, yeah. Gary and Courtney.
We can't end on a 14%.
No, we can't. We need a success story to right this ship because we are sinking quickly. What happened?
15%.
Oh, Gary and Courtney are
15.
Not it.
No.
Not it. Move not on it. To Lexi. She's pregnant. She's 8 months pregnant.
Oh, Lexi.
Lexi and Jesse. L-E-X-I and Jesse. J-E-S-S-E. Lexi and Jesse. They're going to be the ones to say it.
L-E-X-I?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And Jesse. J-E-S-S-E.
You ready for some good news?
I'm ready for some good news.
92%. Your love burns as hot as the sun. Blazing through the vastness of space and searing itself into your being.
It's cooking
there
in your belly right now.
Cooking
that's
in your belly. That
right
is
there.
The love proof right there
Lexi
in your belly.
Lexi and Jesse has rolled all in right. to save
Woo!
It. The rest of us.
Saved this bit. We're doomed.
Are going out to pasture.
We're doomed. All right. Maybe we can do this next hour.
Happy Valentine's Day.
On 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Kelke.
I feel like we need to restore our faith in love with a beautiful faith romantic proposal story.
Okay.
Adrian's girlfriend, Lily, had always pushed him to kind of take a discovery flight on Valentine's Day 2022. He's always kind of thinking, maybe I want a career in aviation. Well, this discovery flight was kind of to figure that out. And he kind of took some time. They had to take out a loan, to afford it, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Confirmed, yes, I love flying. This is the path I want to be on. Convinced him to pursue a career in aviation. 2 months later, applied to flight school, and now he's a flight instructor working in Florida. So when he decided to pop the question, he knew it had to be in the air.
From the moment we met, something inside me knew you were the one. You've become my best friend, my greatest support, and the person I want to share every day with. I want to be there for every high, every low, every celebration, every challenge. We've soared through so many incredible moments together, but right now we're literally on top of the world and it feels like the perfect moment. So with the clouds below us and the horizon ahead, I have just one question. Will you marry me?
I mean, it is like, that is a long speech. It's just part of it. Like, he had this whole speech, and she is just like ugly crying through all of it. Like, she knows what's happening, like, early on. But it's so good.
Yeah,
and then they land, and their family and friends are there waiting, and it's just, they're the cutest ever. See their full love story. See the whole video of that proposal. It's pretty great at WDJX.com.
99.7 DJX plays all the hits. But on Thursday mornings, we take you on an audio journey through time. Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
Jen rolls in and says, ready to throw my TBT request in the ring for Paralyzer by Finger 11 if we dare.
Wow, what an aggressive start, right?
I know, I like
it's for
that.
For all the low percentage, low calculator couples. Me included.
Yes, right. All right, Throwback Thursday is on 99.7 DJX. Yeah, we don't play the entire song. We don't have time for that. Dr. Aaron rolls in on Throwback Thursday. I want to hear Christina Aguilera Fighter was in Frankfurt yesterday trying to get some laws passed. Good luck, Dr. Aaron.
Wow.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Yeah. You think I despise you?
That's right.
But in the end, because you made me that much stronger.
I love Weenie.
When I thought I knew you a little bit faster, made my skin a little bit thicker, makes me that much smarter. Thanks for making me wider.
It's Ben and Kelly Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Guys, Todd says I need this to be an awesome TBT.
Oh.
I'm at work in a spare truck, which isn't good. And I don't have my buddy Zach with me.
Oh, no.
He's on the struggle bus.
Is Zach okay?
I think he's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, they just don't work together anymore, and he's sad about it.
All right, Jessica rolls in, says, hey, happy TBT, headed to a tattoo session.
All right, then. Are we getting tattooed?
Having my very first 20-year-old tattoo redone.
Oh, wow.
All right.
It's going to be beautiful.
All right. Some of you might get this. Throwback Thursday.
The band.
Yes. Yeah, the band is called Tattoo.
I get it now.
99.7 DJX. See, look at that. Look at that. Look at that.
Listen, J-Mart says I only got 8% on the love calculator.
Oh, no.
So play our song from back in the day, Angel by Shaggy.
Oh.
Save us. Save them.
At least it was Angel by Shaggy and not Wasn't Me by Shaggy.
Excellent request.
That would have been, that would have been a little awkward. A little different, if you will. All right. Enjoy. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX for love.
Condescending. No.
Okay.
All right, let's move on.
Throwback Thursday. Sorry, did I say that out loud? Did I say the internal parts out loud?
You did.
All right.
Listen, Cash says, can you play Forgot About Dre for my mom?
Aww.
It's her first TBT.
What's mom's name?
I don't know. What's mom's name, Cash?
Is it Dre?
I don't think it's Dre.
Could be, like Dion or Dre.
Drea,
maybe? All right, Throwback Thursday.
It's Rita. Still the same OG, but I've been low. Nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish.
That what they forgot about Dre. So what do you say to somebody you hate? All right, Throwback Thursday. Jessica rolls in. My daughter, Michaela, needs Down by Jay Sean. Remember this?
I do remember this.
Huge song. Throwback Thursday.
One-hit wonder?
99.7 DJX.
A little.
I mean, Jay Sean could still be living large off the royalties on this song, right?
Good.
Yeah, yeah. Throwback Thursday. All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Listen, we could help save a relationship.
What do you mean?
From the ashes.
Okay.
Stacy says, am I making the right choice in giving my ex, Chase, a second chance?
Oh.
Let the love calculator decide.
Oh, okay. Yeah, plug their names
into
the love calculator and see what percentage it comes up.
Oh, 84%.
Oh, wow. Those are good odds.
I say we do it.
Oh, wow.
We hard launched Chasey.
Okay.
That's her couple names.
This is
Chasey.
Great. Yes.
Chasey.
Let's do it.
Getting back together today. When we broke up. That is not.
Oh.
What are you doing?
Wait, we are never getting back together.
No, that is not the right.
That was the wrong.
That is not the right song. It's 84% chance they're going to make it.
You're right.
We need some I Want You Back.
You're right. All right.
By NSYNC.
Hang on. I got
that
it.
What is this?
Dang it, no.
What song is this?
I didn't. That's the wrong one. I typed back in and it's Backstreet Boys Crawling Back to You. That's not right either.
Hang on. Everybody knows. No, this is not working.
No, that's not it.
Do a little NSYNC.
Which one was it?
I want you. Yeah, that one. I think that's a good one.
That one.
Yes.
Okay. All right, we'll do this.
This is Stacey getting Chase back today. It's happening.
Got it. All right, hard launching Chasey.
Chasey.
All right, good luck. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. All right, hard launching the Chasey, the Stacey and Chase. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, good
They're
luck.
They're back together today.
Good
I feel
luck.
It.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Listen, Zach is chiming in. He's like, I'm kind of okay. I do miss Todd, though.
Okay, wait. Rewind real quick.
Todd and Zach used to work together.
Yeah.
But then they got separated.
And Todd shouted Zach out earlier.
Because he's in a spare truck today.
Gotcha.
He's on the struggle bus.
Gotcha.
He's missing his buddy.
Okay.
And
sure.
Zach's missing him too.
Oh no.
It's like, shout out, Todd, I miss you, buddy. The romance is real.
Oh.
Oh, why can't these two just still work together?
Oh.
Why did work have to do that?
No.
Dang it, boss. What'd they do?
All right.
They deserve this.
What's the names?
Todd and Zach.
Todd and Zach.
Zach and Todd.
Okay. All right. Here you go, guys. Throwback Thursday.
What is happening?
This on 99.7 DJX.
This is
what
no,
you
they're
mean?
Just buddies. This is What? Why are you making it awkward? They're coworker buddies.
They're bros, they know. They understand.
What are we touching?
I don't know, the gear shifts. I'm not judging. Ah, sweet. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Ashley rolls in. Hey, can we hear There It Go? Jules Santana. Remember the whistle song?
What?
Remember this?
Oh, wow.
I mean, this is another, like, Bar Louisville.
I forgot about this
Have
banner.
A Nice Day Cafe.
I forgot about it.
There's more room on the bar. Let's go.
Get up here. Let's go.
Get low. Just like that. Thing like a boomerang and come
Love that. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7, DJX. Ashley, need helping me drive faster to school since my daughter Brooklyn didn't want to wake up and now we're running late. So need super bass, Nicki Minaj.
Okay, but safety first.
Yeah, hey, whatever car Ashley's driving, just turn the other way.
Right. Just maybe get over.
Just get over.
Let her pass.
Let him get to school. All right, Throwback Thursday. Gotta give me that look. When you give me that look, then the penny coming out. Excuse me, you're a hell of a god. You know I really got a thing for. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. There's a bunch of songs you haven't heard played back to back to back to back in a while.
We're getting a little shade
from who?
From, well, Jess and Joe.
Okay.
So they had 96% success rate on the love calculator. Right, so and she's like, he needs to put a ring on it. We're like, well, send him the text.
Are we gonna? We'll do the love calculator again at 9.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so let's use that as a tease.
You called us a dumb radio station.
All right, that's okay. I've been called worse. It's all right. Ashy, got your Justin Bieber. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Shout out to Kara from Clarksville, longtime listener, my husband, brother-in-law, and myself. Enjoy you on our way to work all the time.
Aww, welcome. Like that. Jessica rolls in and says, watched an accident happen behind me.
Oh, no.
In the car rider line this morning. Oh. Woman got out mad.
Oh, no.
All right. Play something for that lady. Uh-oh. I mean, I guess I could do something like this. I mean, old school Dave Matthews.
Crash into me?
I mean, I could do that.
You could do that.
I could do that.
You could do that.
Or was the lady more like this?
Oh, like a wrecking ball? She rolled in the car rider line like a wrecking ball?
That's right. Our hearts in pain, we jumped, never asking. For that lady who rolled into car rider line. Throwback Thursday.
100%.
99.7 DJX. By the way, I love that people are supporting this bromance.
Yeah, they're invested in Zach and Todd.
In Zach and Todd.
The co-worker buddies that can't work together anymore. And they miss each other every day.
Yeah.
And by the way, we played a really inappropriate song for them.
No.
I think it was.
It was appropriate.
It was not appropriate. Todd said better choice would have been Lick You Like a Lollipop.
Oh. That? This?
Yep.
For their bromance?
Yep, for their bromance.
That's more appropriate? okay.
But then there's another suggestion.
Yeah.
Animals.
Animals?
For Zach and Todd.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Andrew, someone who's unrelated to either one of them, was like, hey, I would like to...
Just invested in Zach and Todd.
Dedicate animals to Zach and his bro. All right.
Oh, we're all here for the bromance.
We are. We're here for the bromance. And fostering it. Making it more. It's Throwback Thursday at 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. It goes fast, guys. It's Thursdays from about 8:30 to about 9 here on 99.7 DJX. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard. Played back to back to back to back. Shout out to everybody who messaged us and texted. And sorry we couldn't get to every request. We understand we get a lot. And we try.
Brandy, shout out to her friends Vincent and David.
Okay.
Love that.
Is that it?
That's it. We can't play the song. Sorry. Okay. Can't play the song.
All right.
I wish we could.
All right.
That was a lot. It was a lot. There was many things. There were love calculator couples. There was Todd and Zach.
Yeah. Bromance.
Bromance.
That's right.
There's lots.
All right. Speaking of love calculator, we'll get to more of those love calculators. And if you want to send your name and your partner's name, we'll tell you the percentage that you guys are going to make it based on the love calculator and your name only.
I'm going to warn you. It hasn't worked out well for everyone.
Not for everyone. For some, it has.
For some, it has.
I mean, we hard launched Stacy and Casey.
No, Stacy and Chase.
Oh, Stacy and Chase.
Chasey.
That's right.
Chasey is
their
couple name we've given them.
Gotcha.
They had an 84% chance. And
yeah,
so
that's right.
That's proof that they need to get back together.
All right. So that coming up here next on 99.7 DJX. That was Throwback Thursday. Earlier in the show, we were talking about love compatibility based on the love calculator. And it provides a score, a percentage, if you will, from 0 to 100%. It's meant to be an indication of match in terms of love based on just your names. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So, like, the higher the percentage, better the match. So, for example, Kelly and her husband, Michael, got 35%.
That's a bunch of crap. We're going on 19 years against all odds.
However, me and my wife got 68%.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you.
Pretty
guys.
Happy for that.
That's
yeah.
fantastic.
However, you and I, you know, we've been in a show relationship for a long time.
Since 2008, we launched the show.
5%.
Oh, that's not good.
Doesn't look good.
That's not great.
Doesn't look good.
Okay.
So we thought, all right, well, hey, why not? Let's just toss it out. See, if you want us to calculate your love based on the love calculator and how strong your love will be based on name alone, let us know. Give us your name. Give us your partner's name, and we'll type it in.
Like Jennifer and Warren, 95%. Your love burns as hot as the sun blazing through the vastness of space and searing itself into your being.
I like that.
Wow, that is strong.
So earlier we were talking about, who is it, Zach and Todd.
Zach and Todd, yeah.
Yeah, Zach and Todd. They had like a bromance, work broke them up.
Yeah, and they miss each other.
Yeah.
Every Throwback Thursday they send little shout outs to each other.
Which I will say, let's just go ahead and put them in, and it's 94%.
Oh, well, meant to be.
94%. Those
meant
boys.
Meant to be.
Those boys are meant to be.
I love that we can be the conduit to the relationship.
That's
still.
Right.
The common thread.
That's right. I love that.
Yes.
Yeah.
By the way, puke emoji. He responded.
Oh. All right. 502-795-1997 is our number.
Nick and Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-I-G-H, how she spells her name, 77%.
Oh, okay.
Hey, they said 1 year of marriage going on two after being together for 6 years. Not bad.
There you go. Hey, okay, let's go back to the one that we did earlier where she was like, he should put a ring on it.
Oh, it's Joe and Jess.
Okay, yeah. Let's unpack Joe and Jess a little bit.
Okay, so Joe and Jess had a really great score, 96%. And yeah. She's like, all right, he needs to put a ring on it. We're like, send him the text.
Send him the text. So she did.
She did. And then she sends back the screenshot of their text exchange. And he's like, where's that last 4% though? And she was like, I was kind of thinking the same thing. And he's like, oh, that's if they put in their full like government names, it's better apparently.
Yeah,
so that's a whole heck of a lot better than 96% from some dumb radio station. She's like,
excuse me.
She's like, hang on, they're not a dumb radio show. Ignore him. He's not from here. He's
listen,
a drill rig operator. His fat finger text when the rig is bouncing. It's his fat finger text. Okay.
Listen, it's not a dumb radio station. It's a dumb radio show.
That's right.
Okay?
Let's get it right.
All right, let's get it right. It's not a radio station. It's the dumb radio show.
The dumb radio show. Yes.
Tony says, hey, put Tony and Tammy in there. All right.
Tony
so
and
we
Tammy.
Did, and it's 16%. So that looks good. It says your love is like that which a parent with a newborn baby feels for sleep, distant and beyond consideration.
Okay. So there's room for improvement.
Room for improvement.
All right. So Beverly and Kyle.
Yeah. Are
Beverly,
you doing that?
Beverly. Okay. Yes.
All right.
Yeah. I don't have to type. And okay. But Kyle. Okay. Here we go. It's 57%.
Okay.
57%. Beverly
See,
and Kyle.
Now, Tina and. Oh, I said Tiny. Hang on. Tina.
Tina.
Tina and Cody.
And Cody.
Okay. See, Tiny and Cody would have only been 12%.
Oh.
But Tina and Cody, congratulations, that's 68%.
Not bad.
So
not bad.
I almost gave you
that's better.
A nail in the coffin.
That is
However,
better.
It was my error.
Yes.
I entered your name wrong into our love calculator,
yes.
Which based on just name alone, it will tell you the percentage by which your relationship will survive.
Alicia and Russell, 58%. Not bad.
Aww, okay.
Oh, what's Kenny and Ariana?
Kenny and Ariana?
Yeah.
Like, Ariana Grande?
Well, she spells her name with two N's.
Oh.
70%.
All right. That's good.
Not bad.
All right. So, yeah, it's really, the website is calculator.net. So, if you wanted to do it yourself, wow your friends with your.
Brooke and Tim, 60%.
Okay.
60% for Brooke and Tim.
Did you do Stephanie and Harley already?
I think I did.
45%. And they said, we've been married 40, or we've been married 15 years, but guess it won't be lasting too much longer. I'm so sorry.
Somebody got 0%. Who was it?
I'm so sorry.
Oh, we had a couple.
Yeah, we had a couple that were like 1% and 2% and things like that. So, you know, anyways, yeah, we'll do you too.
Courtney and Andrew. Let's do Courtney and Andrew.
Okay.
Courtney, Andrew, 49%.
All right. Well, hey.
49%. Okay.
Trina and Luis.
Okay.
Okay. She says,
is this T-R-E-N-A or I?
Well, let's do it for S and G's, and it's T-R-E-N-A, and okay. I got 10%.
Oh.
It says, sorry, but your love is as likely to bear fruit as a mango planted on Antarctica.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, hey. Like I said, calculator.net if you want to do it yourself. But we are trying to help with love.
Oh, Tish and Tim were 0. Tish and Tim were 0%. Thank you, Tish. She rolls in it. That was me. 0% chance.
That's it. All right, it's 99.70 JX. Feel good stories, do them every hour. Kelly K.
Hey, this is a survival story. A 70-year-old in Florida named Daniel just got to meet with the nurses and the first responders who saved his life.
Oh, wow.
He had a stroke, spent over 48 hours on his bathroom floor before he was finally able to crawl close enough to his phone in the living room to yell out and ask Siri to call his daughter, who called 911.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't crawl. I was on a tile floor and it was slippery and oh my God, it was just very, very scary.
If this would have happened without it, I wouldn't be here.
I've never been so happy to see two human beings in my life. They got me up. Definitely, I didn't want to leave my daughter. I wanted to live.
Be conscious of your heart. It's the only thing in your body that works 24/7, 365. And if you don't have it, you're not going to live.
Oh, wow.
I mean, amazing. He made it nearly 3 days without food, water, or care. Most other stroke patients require care within the hour to just paint the picture of how lucky this guy is.
Yeah, for sure.
Amazing story. You can see it. We tweeted it on X at Ben and Kelly Show.
On 99.70 JX. Florida makes the show quite a bit. This is no different. It's a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
That's an example of what not to do. Or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
All right. So listen, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting drunk and riding around on a riding lawnmower causing havoc to the mailboxes in your path, you're doing okay.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah. Enter the chat. Florida. This dude was seen on many Ring cameras. Tooling around in a riding lawnmower.
But
completely...
wait, was he trying to like mow people's lawns for free?
So
was this like a feel good intention?
No, definitely not. He crashed into one mailbox so hard it literally flipped him over the front of the mower.
Oh, ouchie.
This was the news came out and chatted with some neighbors.
Florida Man episode 2860.
He should be arrested and thrown in jail for driving while intoxicated on a lawnmower.
Absolutely disgusting, but it's so funny. I could watch it 100 times.
She said this is probably going to be the most Floridian experience you've ever experienced.
I hope you at least paid for these mailboxes to be fixed.
Be a man and turn yourself in.
Yeah, so they're looking
for
him.
So we still don't know who it is. He's on the lam.
Yeah, that's from the Gulf Coast News. Yeah, I mean, look, all they know is that he's a Steelers fan because apparently he dropped his Steelers hat and a pair of sunglasses behind. So they're looking for Steelers fan.
Do we have a good image of the face on the Ring camera footage?
No, not really.
Oh,
no, not really.
All right.
Yeah. So
he could get away with this, and then it's going to be urban legend.
Yeah, it'll be just an urban legend.
The drunk dude on the lawnmower that took out mailboxes. People are still going to be talking about it years from now.
Again, we're not in the lawn mowing season yet, but when we are,
use them responsibly.
You can manage to make it through the day without getting drunk and causing havoc in your neighborhood on your riding lawnmower, you're doing okay.
Let's stay in your lawn. Let's make nice lines.
There you go. All right, that's your Seti the Bar story on 99.70 JX. Coming up, we have, I think the last time we caught up with Kyle Hume, it was 3 years ago, 2022. So if the name sounds familiar, he was in and a part of the Kentucky Derby Festival, did a concert there. It was really cool. We were happy as 99.7 DJX and as a radio station to be a part of that.
And he was a new artist on the rise.
Yeah. So he's back. He's got a new show coming to Headliners. We'll chat with him. He's in studio with his lovely wife.
Oh, he got married to
Yes.
Me.
And so
we should put them to the test in the love calculator.
All right. All that coming up next on 99.7 DJX. With Louisville's Kyle Hume in the studio. Good morning, Kyle.
Hello, Kyle.
Good morning. We're back.
We're back. We're back. Now listen, let me play a little TikTok of Kyle. And this is from 2022.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah. This is from 2022. And this
from baby
is
Kyle. This is just starting.
Yeah. So this is just kind of gives you the history of where you came from and where we're going to find out where you are now, but it was back in 2022 that If I Would Have Known was out, and it was starting to blow up and everything. And this is Kyle in his car listening to 99.7 DJX and hearing it come on the radio for the very first time.
Watch me hear myself on the radio for the first time.
Yo, this is so dope. Another hometown kid, millions of followers on TikTok. Gonna be performing at the Kentucky Derby Festival Pop Concert April 29th. His name, Kyle Hume. Remember that name? If I would have known.
No way!
7DJX.
How cool is that? Look at that, Kyle.
Yeah, I'm glad that's the video you chose.
Yeah, no, I mean, there were a lot. Listen. You were a baby face then. You have the mustache now. You're grown up. You're growing up. You're coming back to Louisville. You moved to Nashville. Mm-hmm. You're coming back to Louisville to do a show at Headliners, mm-hmm. and this is big news.
Yeah. Feels weird because, you know, I went to shows at Headliners when I was younger, and now being able to play there is pretty awesome.
So, yeah, for sure. So that's March 14th.
March 14th.
Yep, Headliners. Tickets are on sale now. We'll have some tickets to give some fans to come, which is pretty cool. But since we last caught up with you, you got married.
I did indeed.
He brought his lovely wife with him. We should probably put them to the test with the love calculator.
Yeah. So Renee is her name. Sorry, Renee. I didn't mean to like just toss you under the bus there.
Yeah.
But,
hi, Renee.
But yeah. Renee, she's here. She's watching. So the love calculator with Valentine's Day on the way. We thought, all right, let's see how well you guys do just based on name alone. Now, before you give their score, to give you a basis, Kelly and I put ours in, and we got 5%.
Mm. We're on the struggle bus a little bit.
Yeah, we got 5%, Kyle.
Our history dates back to 2008.
Yes. So Kelly and her husband, Michael, got 35%.
Okay. Going on 19 years of
that's
marriage.
Better.
We're struggling.
So doesn't look good.
Look, don't ruin tomorrow for me.
and me and my wife, we got 68%. So obviously, we're the ones who are going to last here. So now, Kyle and Renee, we put you into the love calculator.
Here it is. 99%.
No, look at that! Look at that! High five for that!
Let's go!
Let's go, Kyle Hume and Renee! You guys!
Oh, thank goodness! So, I don't want you to be like Tish and Tim, who are 0%.
Yeah, no. We don't want that.
We got a new song inspiration now.
There it is!
There we go.
There it is.
We should call it 99%.
99%.
So, speaking of new song, you got a song that's kind of popping off right now called Fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can we play it?
Oh, of course.
All right. So let's play that, and then we'll talk a little bit about. You want to set it up real quick?
Yeah, we can set it up. It's funny because it's the same. It was back from the same timeline of, you know, If I Would Have Known and all that stuff, where I was doing a lot of writing based off of comments on TikToks, and somebody was talking about the idea of like acting like you're fine when you're not. We all do, right?
Sure.
Idea. I'm just gonna write a song. It's like, hey, this is for anybody who says they're fine when they're not, and you know,
all right,
somehow 30, 40, 50 million views later.
I mean, here it is. Yeah, Kyle Hume, Fine, 99.7 DJX. You want to? Can you hang out for another quick sec?
I'll be here.
All right, cool.
Woke up with the
There it is. Kyle Hume, Fine, 99.7 DJX. In studio with us right now, Kyle. And I'll tell you, so you've been living in Nashville now for a couple years. Mm-hmm. And how are things going there?
It's great. It's funny. I think it's from me starting kind of in my parents' basement here a little bit, and then my like college house doing music. I moved to Nashville, and at first I was like so enamored with the whole scene. I was sure. A little bit of a publishing deal, writing with all of these big writers that have all these huge cuts.
It's Music City.
And now I work with like two or three people consistently that are just like my good buddies.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's, the more you make it complicated, the like less true to you I think it gets.
Yeah.
So it's like I don't really care what you've done or who you know.
Right.
I just care if you're fun and you're good and we can have a good time.
Right.
Yeah.
So Kyle, your songs have gotten, you know, just hundreds of thousands and in some cases millions of views and streams and hits and things like that. From if I ought to known and Fine and you've got some new stuff that's coming out too. Like are you seeing revenue from that yet?
Yeah. Yeah, thankfully, being independent and owning my master's,
yeah.
Publishing, all that kind of stuff, it pays the bills.
Okay, so. That's good.
Okay, that's good. Then do you feel the pressure, though, once you, like, find success and you start getting...
Imposter
syndrome. Then you have to, like, you have to keep building on that success, and you have to keep coming out with banger after banger, right?
Yeah, and I think that, you know, when I was single and living on my own, doing whatever, that was a little bit, it's whatever, you know, you're young, it doesn't matter, but...
Renee, his now wife's here. Earmuffs. We're going to talk about Kyle's single
now
days.
Now I have a family, and we have a house.
Yes,
and...
you have a mortgage.
Yeah.
You have adult things to worry
like
about.
Every day you wake up.
So speaking of relationships, hey, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Is that a big holiday for you guys?
This is our first one married, so okay. Renee's very excited. She's been talking about it for a while.
Yeah,
so. Absolutely. Okay, so now you know.
Yeah,
You know, right, just don't roll in with a text that says, hey, happy Valentine's Day, and that's it. You
just
know?
Or, at some point, you may get to the point where we're at kind of now where you go to Walgreens or something, and you pick out a card, show it to each other, and then put it back, and then buy some candy, and that's about it. Yeah. And there you go. You'll get there.
Kelly is not... romanticizing love for you.
We're 19 years in. I'm just saying there are stages you'll go through. You're going big now. It's your first one as a married couple. You go big.
But eventually
it'll be fine. You'll get to that stage. It'll be cheaper.
It'll be fine.
Oh,
Kyle Hume, Fine. Yes.
I hope you're meaning actually fine.
Yeah. How'd you guys meet?
We met through mutual friends. Back at church.
Okay.
Here. Yeah.
Very cool.
So we met here in Louisville, dated for a while here. I moved. She moved probably way too soon, but
yeah,
ended up
sometimes it happens.
Out, so.
Sometimes
yeah.
You got to roll that dice. 99%.
Yeah.
99%.
Yeah.
Ended
that's
up
right.
Working out just fine.
They knew before they knew.
That's good. That's good. Have you guys already had like baby conversations? And
oh my
stuff
God.
Like
why
that?
Are you making this
they,
awkward?
Yeah, I hope my grandparents are not listening because they only ask every time.
Okay.
No, there will be babies.
Yeah. Okay.
Not yet.
All right. All right.
The dog conversation's
good.
A lot.
Soon. You're good.
That's
oh,
been the
yes.
Process.
Yeah, absolutely.
Start with the dog.
By the way, do you want a 2-year-old American pit bull? He's adorable.
You just say no.
He is brown. He's got a little black muzzle. And he's just so cute, but he's terrible.
He's been
Sorry.
Kicked out of daycare.
He's been kicked out of daycare.
Kicked out of daycare.
He's
might push it to him.
He's been kicked out of daycare, and he's been, for humping. So anyways.
Oh,
all right. Hey, Kyle, thank you for coming in and hanging out with us. He's going to be at Headliners March 14th. Mm-hmm. Tickets on sale now. And you should all go out, support Kyle, local guy. He's trying to make it in Nashville, coming back, doing a show on his, first tour?
Second tour, but first, like, real big tour. And first time, like, headlining my own show.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. It's technically a co-headline bid, but we have our hometown shows.
Well, and when you grew up going to shows there, and then you get to be on the stage as like the one of the featured acts. That's pretty amazing. It's come full circle.
Yeah, the astronomers are going to be with you, so that's very cool.
Yeah,
Kyle Hume, thank you, buddy.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, if you missed anything else from the show, you can always catch up. Podcast, WDJX.com, tap listen. What else, Kelly?
I'm going to go get some snacks and eat my feelings over the love calculator. Have a great day.
Okay, guys. Okay, talk to you tomorrow.